He's country fair, bad, fitting in with white trash. He's got fleshy funnel cakes on his chest. The carnies all hate him, the haunted house is a sin, but will his audio pass the test?
That kid, he does think that haunted houses are a sin in some way. He thinks, they're not quite evil, but they're getting around there. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I think that someone would frown upon it. If that was the case, I think someone would indeed frown upon it. I can't say for sure. But we sent Fat Kid out to several of the area fairs. Right now is fair season in Georgia. Charlie Daniels, this is his money-making season.
Oh, yeah.
This is the day where people just go out to see Charlie Daniels kill it on the fiddle. Come on now, Charlie, what are you playing? The Gatlin Brothers, they get all their mustache waxed this time of year because people come out. It's a family affair. You can win some prizes. You can ride the rides. But we're going to focus today on winning prizes. Fat Kid went out, and the first place he went to was one of the games where they have the bottles up, and you have to knock down the bottles. They'll give you three balls, and you got to do that. And what kind of prizes did they have? Do they have cool Judas Priest mirrors? Because sometimes they do.
No, that was the game next door where you throw the dart, and you get the Judas Priest mirror or the Jenny McCarthy mirror and all the different
Jenny
stuff.
McCarthy mirror, she's hot. And then if you look in the mirror, and you can see yourself and her, and it's almost like you're nailing her.
That's true.
I've done that before. Don't you worry, I've done it. Now I'll give it to you. All right, what things did they have for you to win there?
They had just the big giant stuffed animals. There's the big giant stuffed animals there. And their beer bottles stuck upside down. And you throw it and you can break the beer bottles. And there's this metal board behind them. And you can hear it ping.
Hey-oh! You can break them?
Yeah, you can break them.
That makes it even better. All right, well, so Fat Kid, you went out there, and what they do is, what, is it for like a dollar you get three balls?
No, I think it was $2 for two balls or $5 for three.
Whoa.
And you got to break two bottles to win the prize.
Inflation, my friend.
You went to the upscale fair. That's a lot of money.
Who's charging $5 for three balls to win crap?
Yeah. Who's paying it?
There was a bunch of people.
Because on a redneck date, I mean, you know, you'll throw $50 to win or something.
I'm not kidding. $5. That's more than all. That's about my limit on a hand of poker.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that's quite a bit of money. $5 just to throw $5 away. All right, so now I'm glad you did this. You're sticking it to the man. All right, so here you go, Fat Kid. Three balls was not enough for Fat Kid. Here's what Fat Kid had to do. He came armed with his own little private stash.
What you gotta do?
Break two bottles.
Just throw the baseballs and break bottles.
Break two bottles.
What do I win?
Break two bottles and win anything on that side.
Oh wow! All right, so it's got to throw the baseballs and
break the bottles.
All right.
All right, so stop it there. So, Fat Kid, you have just thrown the three balls that he's given you. You can actually hear the balls hitting the tin behind the bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
And have you hit any bottles with the three balls he gave you?
I think I hit one.
Oh, did you? Congratulations.
I think so you're
coming close, and now you're getting excited, but you've already thrown the three balls he's given you.
Yes.
All right, here's Fat Kid at the fair.
No, I've got my own baseballs.
$2, man.
Well, I've got my own baseballs.
Oh, man.
I got my own baseballs. I'm trying to break the bottle.
Get away from my guy.
You said all I gotta do is break the bottle.
Get away till the police come up here.
I haven't hit one yet.
Get away from my boot, man. Get away from my boot.
Oh, you said I gotta break the bottle, right? That's all I gotta do is throw the baseball. Just throw in the ball, break the bottle.
Get the away from my boot, man.
What's that?
Get the away from my boot.
Why you got the flash camera?
The guy pulls out a sledgehammer.
He pulls out a sledgehammer and slams it down on the counter and is yelling at me.
That's called enforcement right there.
He pulled out a so that was his threat that he's gonna halt, like you wouldn't be able to dodge the sledgehammer.
I don't know, maybe. And it's a big long sledgehammer. It's like the sledgehammer they use at the
seconds.
Other game.
I'm swinging it. Just stand right there for five seconds.
Don't move.
You so you had family friendly.
You brought your own bag of balls. How many balls did you have with you?
I had a book bag of balls. I had a dozen and a half.
So. Oh, that's funny.
So that's 18.
Yeah, at 18 bucks.
All right, good, Becky. All right, dozen and a half. That's an interesting way of putting it. All right, go ahead.
Get the f*** away from my booth.
You said if I threw the ball and broke the bottles, I want to cry.
You won't get the motherfucking
head. You said all I got to do is break the bottles, right? I don't understand.
What the hell?
He said,
all right, who's this? Is this a cop?
Yeah, this is one of the sheriff's officers coming up. At one point, I had 9 of them around me.
Oh, yeah.
The carny came over the counter at me with that sledgehammer. So, and then the police officers came up.
Oh, well, this is a code red at the fair.
This is what they live for.
Even Charlie Daniels security, I heard, was running after you. They were tripping over their beards, though. They couldn't get there. I'm going to get you. All right, go ahead.
With balls.
Hey, you ain't supposed to throw the ball out of the
mind. Get down away from my
balls. He said if I threw the ball and broke the bottles, I'd win a prize. So
yeah,
I'm throwing
the ball. You got to pay for it. But
well,
you got to use his balls.
But I brought my own.
No, you got to use his balls.
Hold on, I got more balls.
Man, right here. He comes and just died. Biggest thing out here is throwing balls.
He said if I broke 2 bottles, that I won a prize. So I'm trying to break 2 bottles.
He's been going in his bag, picking out balls, throwing up here.
You can't.
And I've been trying to tell him to get away from my booth for the last 15 minutes.
Look, I got 3 more shots.
No, you don't know what you're telling.
Thank you, that was good. Well, the cop was standing right in front of me, and I've got 3 more, and I'm like, I've only got 3 more tries. And he says, don't throw the ball, and I threw it over his head.
Yeah, hooligan.
No, I don't want to go to jail. I just want to play the game.
You don't get the f*** away from my booth.
Oh, wow.
Good job, man.
That was quite a meeting of the minds that they had going on.
I was getting you away from my booth.
They were, well,
son, you have to pay. I mean, come on, you got to pay for the balls. Now, do you understand?
I want this guy away from my booth.
Oh, yeah, I know you want him away from the booth. We got to explain to him, he got to pay.
There were more balls than IQ points.
All right, should we take a break here, or should we go to the next Fat Kid bit?
The next one is... Yeah, we can go ahead and squeeze it in now.
All right. Well, Fat Kid, it wasn't working for you. You couldn't win prizes by throwing extra balls. So then you had to resort to my favorite bit that you do right now. You had to resort to ulterior motives.
Yeah, I had to bargain. I wanted to bargain with somebody to get a prize.
Right, so you were going up to the booth where the games are to try to win the prizes by bargaining.
What do you got to do?
One shot, $2. 3 shots, $5. One hand wins. Anything I got.
And you get to win any of these toys you see?
Anything you see down here.
Wow, those are great toys, too.
Yeah, good looking animals. One shot for 2, 3 for 5.
Do you get to play with these?
You can take them home with you.
No, but do you get to play with them? I'm sure you get to play with them all the time, don't you? Yeah.
Well, I've skipped so many of them out, I ain't got time to play with them.
You don't get to play with them? I don't think I can make that. I don't think I could do this game. But I really like a toy, you know, because I want to play with, and you get to play with them a lot. You know, I mean, they're fun, I'm sure, right?
We get to take them out. I got some of the towels I got on the bed and move them when I get to them.
Oh, yeah? Is there something I could do to get one?
Make a hoop.
But I can't do that. I'm not any good at... Here, you want to just, like, knock me out and f*** me, and then you give me a toy?
No, I can't keep them out. It ain't belong to me.
Okay, well, I was just... I didn't know if we could make a deal between, like, me... Because if you want to, like, knock me out and f*** me, you know...
That ain't gonna work. Not my style.
I mean, I'm not gay or anything, but I'm willing to do that because those are great toys.
Not my style.
So you wouldn't want to, like, knock me out and, like, play with me for a little bit and give me one of those toys?
Call somebody else. 1 for 2, 3 for 5.
That
one in win.
Am I not worth it, one of these toys?
Hell no, it ain't worth it to me. Because I make my living. Making a game. Go on now.
Because I really would like one of these toys.
Go on, I've heard enough.
You don't want to, like, knock me out?
No, please.
Because I know you're only here for 2 weeks.
I don't give a damn if I'm here till I die, but the answer is no. Go on down. Go on.
I just want
the police over here to come back. They'll eat your ass. Don't go down to the yard now.
I just want to make sure it's, you know, we're clear. You know what I'm offering.
I'm damn clear. Now go on. Go on for the police. Be here the minute. I'll take you down out of jail.
You understand what I'm offering?
Will you please go on?
You don't want to knock me out?
No. No.
First of all, call the police. What crime has been committed here?
Just love.
He's made it. Right? It's not a crime to love, to want love.
You were kind of rejected.
Oh, I was rejected big time. He did not like that at all.
He didn't.
He did not like that at all.
You got balls on you, I'll tell you that.
Good job, Fat Kid.
Man, oh, man. All right. Very good, very good. All right. We got a big contest coming up next week that we'll tell you about. Also, your chance at REM tickets and saying I'm with the band is coming up before 9 o'clock. We'll do the news poll after these. It is 724 New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X.